Volvo PV444. Although Volvo has been known for its remarkable cars since 1927, it established its reputation as a reliable car manufacturer with a PV series. During the Second World War, the management decided that a car smaller than those they had constructed till then would ensure the future of the company, since there had been and there would be limited availability with respect to the materials used. At the same time, this car should be able to travel easily on the tough and quite often frozen roads, not only in Scandinavia but wherever it would be potentially sold. PV444 was presented in September 1944 in a Stockholm exhibition. Almost 150,000 people went to see 444, which was about to become the first real Volvo car for the public, since its price was particularly tempting. It was the first car of the company with an integral body construction, a four-cylinder engine first with 1,414 cubic centimetres and later with 1,580 cubic centimetres, and a safety windscreen for the first time in the world. With respect to its design, it was obviously influenced by the American cars. Its mass production started in 1947. It remained popular till 1958, when it was replaced by PV544, which was aesthetically alike but definitely more advanced.